Aleph. But the Gemara is going to answer Akasha that we had asked on Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis. The Baraisa, it says, just to refresh our memory, the Baraisa on Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis says as follows: Ha'oise zogin lemachteshes ula'arise lemapeches svorim lemapeches tenoikes. These are speaking about bells that were made l'shimush ha'odom. Yesh lahen inbil, if it has an inbil inside of it that it could ring the bell t'meyim. Ein lahen inbil, if the inbil was as yet not made t'hoirem. Nitlu inbilayhem, if they had an inbil and the inbil was taken out, Adayim tumason alayim. So the tumah is still existent. So that means, for sure, if it was tumah, it remains tumah. Now the Gemara had asked Takashe, nitlu in belayim adayim tumason alayim, lemay chozu. Why is it still tumah? It has no use anymore. So why is it tummy? So then we had a whole sugi on Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis. Let us start from the last three words on Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis. Elo Omar Rove. So Rove is going to answer this kasha. Why is it that a bell that the inbul was taken out, why is tumason alayhem? Why is it still tummy? Why doesn't it become toyer? It's not usable anymore. Doesn't have any shimush whatsoever. Elo Omar Rove, hoyil v'roi la kishoy al gabe cheres. Since it still has the shimush that it had before, that means before the purpose of the bell was to be mashmiya koil, so even though the imbul was taken out, but since the previous shimush is still in existence, it's oise me'ein melocha rishayne. So therefore the halacha is that tumason aleihem. Let us again see Rashi and Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. Hoyol v'roi lakishe agabi cheres umashmiya keil kevatchila. It is oise me'ein melachta yorishayne. It means it was created to ring, and it was able to ring, and can still ring. Not the way before, but it's me'ein melocha rishayne. So Rashi gives a moshul. Va'havalei kechli shenikev bepoches mimoytzi rimayn. So Rashi gives a marshal, the halacha is, stam kelim are oimed to be mekabel zeisim. What happens if it got a hole in the keli? But the keli is still roi to be mekabel rimainim. You can't store zeisim because they're going to fall out, but you could store rimainim there. The kaim alone that the halacha is, the loitiher mitumasai. That it is not toher, if it was tamei before, bishum de roi lemalachtei, it is still roi lemalachtei, it still has a teiris keili on it, because it can still be mekabel other chafeitzim, it can be mekabel zeisim, it's mekabel rimoinim. So memele, so therefore, since it is oise me'ein melacha rishayne, so therefore, it's nitel ha'inbul adayin tumason alayim. That is a negei alonu. Now also negei alonu, that we had learned before Yom HaKodesh on Thursday, is a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos, what is pshat in this baraisa. Rashi learns that it is only this nitel ha'inbul shalahem is adayin tumason alayim. So Rashi splits the hair. Rashi holds, there is one halacha that the nishbaru toaru, that a keli that gets broken, that gets destroyed, so the tume that was on it leaves it. There's a din tare of shvire. So that the Gemara answers that this is not considered a shvire, because it can still do what it was doing. It's not called shvire. It's incomplete. It cannot, it's not duplicating exactly what it did before. We cannot say that this is a shvire, that it broke. It's doing me'ein malachte rishayne. It's tumason aleyem. The tahare of shvire, the tahare of shvire does not apply. Le'idach gise, if it was toher, and we want that it should now be mekabel tume, so since this keli was made to be a bell, and this is not the way a bell functions. A bell without an inbul is not a bell. So memela, so since it cannot function for the purpose it was made for, so it cannot be mekabel tume. But al kopanim, that's the roi lakish al gabi cheres accomplishes that if it was tomei, it will remain tomei. So Rashi holds there are two gedorim for the tume, for it to become toyer, you need a toyer shvire. This is not called shvire. Leidach gise, to enable it to be mekabel tume, since it cannot function, it is not functioning for the purpose that it was made for, so it doesn't have a teiras keli to be mekabel tume. This is Shitas Rashi. Shitas Taisvis does not split the hair, and Taisvis says that what it says, Adayim Tumosan Aleyem, does not only mean that if it was tume or remains tume, but it is bekoyach to be mekabel tume also. So if there is a svare helps, it helps that it's bekayach to be mekabel tuma also. Itmar nami, zut the Gemara weiter, Omar Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanina, hoyul v'roi lakishe al gabi cheres. Also the same teretz. That therefore it's tumosom aleihem, because it is oise me'ein malachte yorishayne. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, hoyul v'roi legameya boy mayim letinik. Now, Rabbi Yochanan says, a gewaldige chiddush. Rabbi Yochanan says that even though it's ein oise royal, it's not oise malachte yorishayne, but that alone, that it still has a teiras keli, it has some use, so that is sufficient to be mamshech the din tumet. That means it was made to be a bell. So it was made a keli. Now the bell became broken. The inbul was taken out. But since it still has a shimush of a keli, something that's roid, to drink water from, so you don't need, it should be a dayin oisei melach, melachte yorishayne. That alone, that it still has a teiras keli, is sufficient that the dini tume should still remain, each rishon l'shitasai, according to Rashi, if it was tummy, it remains tummy, and according to Taisus, it still has the din that it's yochel lekabel tum. Let us see Taisus. The Rabbi Yochanan Omar, hoyel v'roi legambeya boy mayim letinik. Kosher l'Rashba. So the Rashba asks, the al kolchoch beloy yichdoy mayri. What Rabbi Yochanan says, that hoyul v'royul gamei boy mayim letini, is it speaking about with yichud or without yichud? That means as follows. This was made for a bell. Now all of a sudden is nitel ha'inbo. So was he miyached it now for a cup? Or wasn't he miyached it for a cup? So the Rajba is going to bring a few rayas that he was not miyached it for a cup. It's still oimit to be a bell. It doesn't have the inbo, but he wasn't miyached it for a cup. Ta al kolchoch belo yichdoi mairi. Raya number one. Midikoma hoyul v'roi. Since it's roi, not that he made it a cup, not he says, I want to use it for a cup. The lashon of Rabbi Yochanan is, hoyul v'roi, mashme b'roi ba'alme, afilo b'lo yichud. As long as it's roi to be used for a cup, even though he wasn't miyached it for a cup, still mekabel tov. One rai. Va'oid de b'yichtoi lekach, if he was miyached it now for a cup, to be gamei amayim, like have a polig Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanin. So Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanin, and Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanin holds you need that it has to be doing melachta yorishayne. Why do you need melachta yorishayne? What's, if now, if he was miyacheded for a cup, so why do you need melachta yorishayne? That sicher a person call a kelim yordum al day tume b'marshav. If now he's miyacheded for a cup, so memele, so beyichde lekach lehav a polig Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina. Yeah. Va'oid de beyichdoi. If it's speaking about yichdoi, afilo loy hoyo loy inbol ma'olam nami mekabel tume. Afilo never would have had an inbol. The Beraisa says. The Baraisa says, Ha'oise Zogim, Yesh Lem Inbul Tmeim, Ein Lem Inbul Tahirim, Nitlu Inbulayim, Adayim Tumos Malayim. So, Ein Lem Inbul means if you never made it, and never put in an Inbul, it's Toya. Nitlu Inbulayim, it's Tome. If Nitlu Inbulayim means when he was Miyachadid, Ligameya Baitinik, so if that's the case, Ein Lem Inbul is also Tahirim. Va'oid, I beyichtai mairi, my poruch Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, ho akochach, ho hosam akochach airi belo yichtai, de beyichtai, afilo be medreses nami ein aimrim, amoid venasa melachtain. Okay, this next kasha, we didn't learn the Gemara further, so the Vav will have these three kashas. Lekamon, so fine. So what did Taisva say? So Taisva says that you have to learn pshat in the Gemara, that a filo without a yichud, but since it's roi, it still has on it the koyach of shimush of a keli, it's roi to drink from, is therefore it is mekabel tume. V'koshe, al kama sefer kamatzniye, gabi nikiv, kemaitzi, zayiz, says as follows, she had a kli cheres, that was nikiv, kemaitzi, zayiz. That it hit a hole, that now Zaysim will fall out. Toil milakabel boy Zaysim, v'adayin keilihu lekabel boy remoinim. So let us just see for 1 minute the Loshon of Rashi. This Loshon of Gemara is pretty unclear. So let us see how Rashi explains the Gemara. And Dav Tzadikei Amid Beis. So Rashi says as follows. Rashi is Daf Tzadikei Amid Beis. If you look in the Gilyan Hashas, it's opposite the where it says Rashi in the Gilyan Hashas. Yeah. Yes, so it says as follows: Toyer milakabel boizaisim, kloima milakabel oid tume. Toyer, it is toyer milakabel oid tume. Mishum toyres stam klicheres. Shirei Shiyurim Kizaisim. Stam Kicheres is Oimet to be Mekabel Zaisim. And if it is Nikiv B'Moitzi Zayis, so it's Toyer. It doesn't have the Tumma of a Stam Kicheres. Vim Hoysa Olof Tume Nitar Mimenu. Toyer Milekabel Zaisim means the Tume of a Stam Kicheres that Shiyurim is Kizaisim. So this, so it became Toyer. because it's not oimet for what a normal kli cheres is oimet for. So if it was tomei, will now become toyer. That's a taich toyer. Vadayin keili hu lekabel boi remoinim, sheim yichtoi shuv leremoinim. If he was miyached it now, that means this keili is not oimet to hold remoinim. Im yichtoi shuv leremoinim, mekabel tume mikan o lahave. Will now be mekabel tume. Oim hoye miyuchid leremoinim mitchile, leinita. Was miyuchid for remoinim, so he'll never become toyer. So now let us go back to our Taisvus. So Taisvus says, so the Gemara says, Gabi Nikiv Kemaitzi Zay is Toyer Melakabel Boi Zaysa, Vadayim Keili Lakabel Boi Remoinim, a Perish Pekuntres, Im Yichtay Lerimoinim, if you are Meyachadit Lerimoinim, Vaisis Ven Rashi, Stam Azay without a Yichud, it is Toyer, because Stam Keili Mar Oymet for Zaysa, you need a Yichud for Remoinim. Bimla perish a kunteris to hosam habaniche. Zatrash, if we wouldn't have this Rashi, I wouldn't have a problem. Now we have the Rashi, so now we have a problem. So let's on the Ivra. What does Taisus say? Taisus brought a raya from Agamore. Agamore said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that if a person had a bell and nittle her inbo, it is still mekabel tumme because roi legameya baitinik. Because you can, theoretically, it's usable legameya baitinik. And roi legameya baitinik does not mean he was meyachid. Since it's roi, so it is still tumme. That's our gemara. There the gemara says, the way Rashi says pshat in the gemara, that it's only mekabel tumme if he was meyachid for remoinim. That would it's roi for remoinim. That's konish. So Taisa says now a stire from this Gemara, the way Rashi says pshat in the Gemara, and our Gemara. So Taisa only is bothering Rashi's pshat. Abba Kivenge blabs by itself and he says he doesn't understand how can you learn different than Rashi. What is the Taich? Toher, Nikiv Kemoitzi Zayis, Toher. What's the Taich Toher like Taisa? Where was their Tare? According to Taisus, Taisus wants to say that Roy is enough. That's what it says in our Gemara. Taisus says, a Gemara by us, that a bell that is Roy legameya by Mayim is Tomei, because it still has a Teres Keliana without a Yichud. He'll never do it, but it's Roy for that, it's Tomei. So what's the Taish Toy? How did Taisus learn Pshat in the Gemara? The Shad is, there's no Taisus over there, that is a different Pshat. Gavucha the Taisus Rosh says he said different than Rashi. But we don't have the Taisus Rosh also over there. Al Kaponim, so Rabbi Kivenga says he doesn't understand how can you learn different than Rashi. I mean, how do you teach the Verta? Okay. Al Kaponim, but Taisus wants to go and be Miyashiv Rashi's Pshat also. The Yesh Loima. So Taisus says, no, Rashi's right. We'll go according to Rashi. A Keli that was Oymid for Zaysim, so if it's Nikiv B'moitzi Zayis, it's Toy. You want to make it now Oymet for Remoinim, you need a Yichud. But here is better. Yeshloima Bafilu L'Perish HaKuntris Hochi Chozi Tvei Al Yedei Gimur. Here Gimur is better than over there Chozi L'Remoinim. Why? Bishum Dohoyol D'mi Kore Havik Ligom. Here, before it was a bell. Okay, that over there also before was the keli. V'gam ato hedyit yochel achziroi. Now there is a svore that it can be put back together. The inbul is here. And you don't need a kunz to put it back together. Choshiv keli afilu b'lo yichud. So then it is considered a keli afilu b'lo yichud. So dachsach mir. Pshat in Taisvus is as follows. Over there, it was that Astam Kalim are Oymid Lekabel Zaysim. You could have a Kali told watermelons also, but it's not, so if it's Nikiv B'maitzi Rimein, they'll still be good. But Al Kaponim, Astam Kalim is Oymid Lekabel Zaysim. If it's Nikiv Lahaitzi Zaysim, so it's Ois Kali. It's, you know, usually people don't buy kalim for remoinim. He doesn't want to throw it away. He wants to use it for limonim. You need a yichud. So there, that means the nekev makes that it doesn't have a teira shimush at all. It's not usable anymore. It's oimet for zaysim, and it's not usable for zaysim. So now you need a yichud to give it a teiras keli. Without a yichud, it doesn't have a teiras keli. Here, lemaise, theoretically, it's still a bel. Why? Because you have the inbul, you have the zug, you have all the components, and you don't need a kunsla to put it together. A hedyit could also put it together. So be'emison, it has a teiras bel. And if you remember the sugya from last week, Abaye held that is enough. So it's a keli already. You have all the parts. So now it has a teiras bel. Lover disagreed. It does not have that since bepoil, it is not usable as a bel. So bemele, so it is not enough that it's bekoyach a bel. It has to be bepoil a bel. That was Lover's ashtik teira. So it means bekoyach is not enough. You're right. Lomdus, it's a bel. You're right. The inbul is here. It was a bel. Chachalach ziri kolay melach. Lomdus is wonderful. But it's a klinknisht. It's a lomdische bell, like Yenna sich gewundert, how the ganav got in, it was love, it was awesome. You can't understand how the ganav got in. But al kaponim, that love, tainet legabi, tumis kalim, it's a lomdische bell, but it's not epis klingen also. So therefore, love is that's a klinktoichet. Yochalakisha gabi cheres. That's what Rava said. And Rabbi Yochanan went, no. You don't even need that. As long as it has it's a keli. No, you need it. You should be able to do something. So absolutely, you can do something else. It's also sufficient. That means a teiras keli hot to shine. Now, what's bepoil? You can't do anything with it. Bepoil, you could do. You could drink. You don't need mamish me'ain malach te'erishin. Mashenken over there, there's tamazai. There lemaise became a keli. There you need a yichud. Before we go further, fine. Taisvis said pshat in Rabbi Yochanan that fakert. Here it works afilu without a yichud. Let us go back to Rashi. When Rashi explained Rove, so Rashi gave a moshul. Let us go back to the beginning of Rashi. Hoyil v'roi la'kishoy al gabi cheres. So now Rashi is giving a mushel. So Rashi says, what's the lomdus of Rove? That since Yochel Akishoy, so what's this? So So I can't begin to understand the moshel of Rashi. There's an andere Weltengans. And if you get over there, Rashi learns over there that it's talking about a yichud. It's two Weltengans. The moshel that Rashi gives, Rashi wants to explain the halacha. It's not it. It doesn't ring as good as it rang before. So Rashi says, no, I'll give you a moshel. You think he's Rav is saying a big chiddush? Just like a keli that was nikev pachas mimaitzirimain, it is still tamei. Atzushtel, there's no such gemara. If Rashi would learn like Tosfos wanted to learn, erich. So Rashi is giving a mushel. Here not talking about yichud in Rava. Rava says it. So Rashi is saying Rashi is giving a mushel to over there. In the marshals, there's no marshal whatsoever. They're speaking about it's makabel tuma mikana lahabe. The tuma that was there became nivka. Rashi says klo. We saw this in Rashi. Here we're saying adayin to mosay rishayna olav. So we're saying mamish svei velten. Rashi gives a marshal how we should understand this halacha. So Rashi is explaining this halacha with the halacha over there, which the halacha over there is mamish. There's no such halacha. Then the din is not to Moshe Rishayna Olav, it's the Tumas Zichanivke. It's Miyachad for Remainim. So now it become, So not to be mekabel tumme, but the tumme zicha nifke. So I don't understand Rashi l'shitosei HaRashi gives such a moshel. Let's go a little further. Let's go back to Tosis a little further. V'yishlan nefil l'peirish ha-kunteris, ochi chozit feya, dey gimu mishim dohil de mikora habek li gomo, v'gam ata hedyit yochel la'achziroi, islan l'meim, and I did have a mood, shedayin roi gmoi b'maim choshev keilei filo b'loich. Period. L'man di yomar nami, hoyol v'roi lakishoi. Now, according to the man di yomar, according to Rove that holds, in Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina, that hold that you need, it should be a dying oise melach te rishayne. The boy me ein melach rishayne. Osi shaper b'chol inyin. Now we're going to see. Now Tosfos, let us explain Tosfos kasha. Then we'll see Tosfos terutzim. Now Tosfos kasha is as follows. Number one, Tosfos held that rimoinim and Zaysim is not Oysim Malachte Rishayne. Someone says Klo like this, I forgot now who says it. But we'll see, that was Taisus Al Kasha. Before it was Oymet to the Kabul Zaysim, now it's Oymet to the Kabul Ramoinim. It's a different Shimush in Gans. So now Taisus had a Kasha. I learned Pshat in the Gemara, Taisus says, that Yen the Gemara is speaking about without Yichud. That's how I learned Pshat in the Gemara. So Taisus now has a Kasha on himself and a Kasha on Rashi. Now let's explain the kasha. The kasha on himself is, if that Gemara says that even though it's nikiv b'moitzi zaysim, it's not oise melachte rishayne. Aval pikein, since it's yochel lekabel himoinim, so it's still tome. It's still tome. That's why I learned pshat in the Gemara. And here Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina says, you has to be me'ain melachte rishayne. You have to be able lahaki shoysi agabi cheres. So Tosfos l'shitosei now got stuck. The way I learned pshat in Yene Gemara is doch shver Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina. There, filu it's roi for a different, even there it's roi for a different shimush. It's also the tum is not nifka. And here you say you has to be Roy lemelachta yerishayin. That's the kasha according to me. So let us first see what Taisa says on this kasha. So Taisa says, Olaman de yomanami, ho yul veroy lahakishoi, de boi me ein melacha rishayine, os ishapil becholinyin. So this will be good, however you learn pshat in that gemara. Now Taisa is going to start explaining. Afilu, you say the way I hold, that there you don't need yichud. Hachi yosi shape. Here is worse than there. Why? The loy mahani gimu amayim mishum sha'imed adayin limlachtoi rishoyne laharzer boy ha'invol va'oymeloi amoid v'nasem lachteinu. So Tosfos says as follows. He says, over there, the minute there's a hole in the keli, forget about it. It's not oymed anymore to be used for zaysim. But what does a balabos do? He has a keli, can use it for zaysim. He uses it for imoinim. So memela, so it's oymed. It's oymed to be used for imoinim. It's right to be used for imoinim. So here's a teiras keli, because it's right to use for imoinim. Here, Tosfos is machadish, here we have a meridic problem. We have a bell with the inbull, with the head, you can put it back together. He's going to put it back together in 5 minutes. So we'll say it. Now a shadow falls on top of it. So we'll say it's right to be mekabel tumah. Why? Because you can drink from it. This is not going to be used for drinking purposes. This is going to be used for a bell. So memele, this shimush of drinking will never be in existence. Because that it was a bell, and it's aimed to become back a bell, that is the greatest proof that Lamaisa, that it won't be used for a cup. It won't be used for drinking purposes. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina says, that's taki right. So therefore, you need it should be aimed adayin lemelachta yorishayne. Here you need that Lamaisa, that it never became ice bell, because you can still use it as a bell by banging it. So Memele, that, but therefore didn't want to speak about the shimush of drinking, because here the shimush of drinking is a shimush which will not theoretically come about since it's oimet to become back a bill. So Memele, so Taisa says, according to me, is good. The whole kinds of Taisa, the iba inon ba'alme yichud, if you hold like Rashi, that there you need yichud, so Memele Safakerta, here he's telling us that without yichud it's also good, because here it's oisem ein melachta yerishayne. There you need yichud because it's not melachta yerishayne. So kaponim, that's how Taisus says pshat do an agemore. And in Nachashtikol Ore, to mention an Rashi, if on Taisus you see cloth not called me'ein malachte rishayne, so the moshel of Rashi is sheklach. Rashi is telling us a moshel according to Rabbah by oisem malachte rishayne, a dimyan to nikiv v'moitzi zayis, and you can use it for himoinim. Rashi also need yichud. I mean, there it's mamish to velten. There it's not oisem malachte rishayne. Here it is oisem malachte rishayne. The whole moshel of Rashi is very difficult to understand. I'll call upon him. Let us get back to the sugya. And the sugya we had as follows. The sugya we had a bell that the inbul was taken out and it's bekayach to be put back together again. So we hear it in the sugya, it is still mekabel tume. Why it is mekabel tume? We hear it amachloikis, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina says it is still mekabel tume, because it is still oisem ein malachte rishayne, you can still use it if you bang it on a cheres. And Rabbi Yochanan said you don't even need that, since it has some shimush whatsoever. It's roile gamei baitinaykis is memela is so that alone is sufficient that it should still have a teiras kelim. Frekte gemor. Vasanya. No, a line. I skipped a line. Rabbi Yochanan loyboi me'ein melacha rishayne. Rabbi Yochanan holds you do not need me'ein melacha rishayne. Vasanya. We learned in the barais. Bechol kli asher yeshev olov. We learned in the barais as follows. Chol kli asher yeshev olov. This is speaking about a zov. So we learn that Ashaye Shev Olov, that it has to be Oimidli Yeshiva. Azov is Metame Bemedris, Tumis Medris. That means Azov sits down on a Keli, which is Metame Tumis Medris. That is Dafke, if it's Oimidli Yeshiva. Yochel Kofo So V'yoshav Oleho. What happened if he took a saw, a Keli that's Oimid to measure? V'yoshav, and he put it upside down. V'yoshav aleh, he sat on it. Kof or talkiv, he took a half a saw, 3 kab. V'yoshav aleh, and he sat on it. Yei tomei, I would think this is tumas medres. Talmud loimal, so it says in the posik, v'chol kakli asha yei shev olav hazov, mi shemiyuchad li yeshivim. Tumas medres is only if it's oimit to be sat on. But if a person will take a mide and he'll sit on it, so he'll be very politely requested to get up. My dear sir, this is not made, this is not a bench. You want to sit, go to the park, sit on a bench. This is oimid for a different shimush. If it's someone else's, if it's also a kaponim, since it has a different shimush, so memeila, so it's not oimid li yeshiva, so there's no tumas medres. Rabbi Elazar oimer b'medreses oimrim amoid v'nase melachteinu. By medres there is such a halacha. You say amoid v'nase melachteinu. It has to be miyuchid li yeshiva. V'ein oimrim b'tomei meis amoid v'nase melachteinu. Aber by Tumas Meis, you don't say Amoid Venasa Malachteinu. Rabbi Yochanan Oimer, Oimer betomei meis amoid v'nase melachtein. Now let us see Rashi to find out what the machlokes Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Yochanan is. Zogt Rashi. Hochi garsina lo betoires koyanim v'chol hakli ashayei shev olov. Reishe dekro v'chol ha-mishkov. Whatever he lays on. Yochel kol kli b'mashme v'afilo ein osi li-yeshive. So, yeah. Tarkev chatziso perish trei v'kav, two kav and then another kav, the six kav and then a so. Talmud loyma ashe yeshev. Midalai ksiv gabi mishkov ashe shochav. The correct diktik would have been v'chol mishkav ashe shochav olav azov v'gabi moishav ashe yoshav. Uchsiv yishkav yeshev aloshen osid mashme she yishkav olav tomit. The whole mishkav, when is there to miss mishkav? If this is yishkav olav tomid, it's oimid l'shchive. V'yeshev olav tomid, b'miyuchid l'shchive uli yeshive. V'gabi mishkav nami dorish loho samochi. Period. So this is the drosha. Now Rashi says, but this drosha was made with a hochi garsina. But without the Ochi Garsinan, we had a different droshing guns. There was a different posik and a different droshe. What was the posik? V'hayoyishev al hakli asher yoshav olav. So this posik is speaking about that a tohir sat down on a keli that a zov sat on before. Ukro acharu. It's a different posik. That's not the posik that Rashi was going. So what did they see from this posik that you need miyuchid li yeshiva? Nidachsiv hayoyishev alakli asher yoshav olav shtei yeshivas. It says twice a loshen yeshiva. Riba hakosav lelamdoch de miyuchid li yeshiva koma. It says hayoyishev asher yoshav. So it has to be miyuchid li yeshiva. The loyi, Rashi says, is a psvera modne droshe. The shtei yeshivas to come out to the tzrichi, kede meforesh osom. Fakert, it's talking about two different people and two different halachas. Yoishev was speaking about the toher. The toher sat down on this moisho. And even though he sat down, af al pi shaloi noga, he didn't even touch the moisho. He's wearing clothes. Elo yosha. Oy nitlo, oy was nitlo on the moisho. V'loy noga, tomei. The itzdach lemichtov, the posik tells us two halachas. Gabi zov, shetimo kli b'yeshiva osoy, that the zov is metame the keli through sitting on it, v'afo pishu loy noga. V'itzach gabi toir nami, shenitmo gamhu, that he becomes tomish b'yoish v'yolo v'afo pishu loy noga. So memele, if you're bringing this posik, there's no yitta. If you learn Yoishev Asher Yoshev is talking about the same person, you have a yitta, but it's not true. Yoishev is talking about the toil, Yoshev is talking about the tome. And it's telling us two different dinim, that you become tome be yeshiva and you're metame be yeshiva. If you look up in the Torah's koyanim, the droshe was not said on this posik. It was said on the posik that Rashi brought. Okay. So the first halacha, before we get into the machloikis of Rabbi Lozor and Rabbi Yochanan, so the droshe is telling us that, that a zov is metamet tumis medres, davke, and something that's oimet leishev olof. Rabbi Loza oimer, now what did Rabbi Loza say? B'madreisis oimrim amoid v'nasa melachteinu, v'ein oimrim b'tomei meis amoid v'nasa melachteinu. So now Rashi says as follows. B'ein b'tchilas tume le'inyin she'amarnu. The halacha that we were speaking about, that the Baraisa speaks about, is speaking about tchilas tume. The einoi metame medris, le mehevei ov hatume, if it is not oimed li yeshiva. That's the first din. Bein b'seif tume. Now Rashi says that from the Baraisa you learn out seif tume, there's also a halacha of amoid v'nasa melachteinu. Now what does that mean? Kigoy. Gimel al gimel. You had a beged that is 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. Now, we have to know one thing. Tumis medres, you need 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. Other tumis, it's sufficiently etzbois by 3 etzbois. Tumis medres, you have something to sit on, you need 3 tvachim on 3 tvachim. Now, kigoin gimel al gimel. You have 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. Shenitmu medres lemehevi avatume. It was mekabel tumis medres. The nechleku. And now it got separated. Toyer min medres. Now you have 2 pieces. That means before you had 1 piece of a material that was gimel tvachim al gimel tvachim, it was mekabel tumis medres. And now it's nechleku. Toyer min medres. It's toyer min hamedres. Domrinen boy amoid v'nase melach teinu horishoina shahoya roi li yeshiva. We say for it to remain tome, it has to be roi to do the melach horishoina. Treyata ene roi lekach. Now it's not roi to sit down anymore. Hilkach toyer min hamedres. So therefore the tumas medres becomes nifka. Va'aval gav de is bechol chad sholesh al sholesh. Even though each piece of material has 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois. Va'ave kli lekabel tume. It's a keli still. Miu mitoyres ovatume tiyoloi. It is not an ovatume anymore because now it is not Roy lemelachta yarishayne. We'll come back yet to this Rashi, but let's see the next Rashi. So, what did Rabbi Lozor say? So, this is legabi tumis medres. Ve'ein oimrim le'inyin of hatumis el tumis meis. But by tumis meis, amoid v'nase melachteinu. Now, Rashi is speaking about the second case. Soif tumis. Kloima. Im nitpa, v'nishba. If there was a keli that was tome, v'nishba, and now it broke, v'idenu roi lemeloche ba'alme, she'ein me'ein meloche rishayne. That means that you cannot use it for the meloche that it was doing v'shas the kabbalas tome. The loyam rinin amoid v'nase melachteinu rishayne. The kiven the loychazi lahachi yehaytoy. We don't say kiven loychazi lahachi yehaytoy. This is the memory of Rabbi Lozor. Now, before we go further, Taisvus b'chalal is chaylik on Rashi, but let us try to understand Rashi. The Megine Shloime says Pshat in Rashi as follows. Rabbi Lozor held, if a keli was made for one purpose, let us go to the din by Tumas Medres, a very interesting deal in this halacha. A keli was made, let us talk about a case where you say, Amoid v'nasa melachtein. Okay, the case of the Baraisa. The Baraisa is speaking about a case, you had a mide, you had a saw. This was made for a purpose, the shame keli was, it's aimed to measure. That's what it was made for. Now, a saw turns it upside down and sits on it. So the halacha is, according to Rabbi Lezer, since Bishas the Kabbalah Tume of the Zov, it is now unable to be used for the purpose that it was made for, because you can't use a saw upside down. You can only use a saw, because a saw you have to put up the right side up in order to measure with it. You can't use the saw upside down. So in Hilchis Kabbalah Tumah, we say even though the Keli Mitzad Atzmai theoretically is still a Mide, you put it upside down, it's a Mide, but Bishas Kabbalah Tumah, it has to be Roy to function as a Mide. And if now it can't function as a Mide, so it's considered, it's not a Mide anymore. And it was made to be a Mide. So since Bishas the Kabbalah Tumah, it was made to be a Mide, and now it can, that it has, is the Keli it was made for. It was made to be a Mide, so als Mide it is Mekabel Tumah. Something that is astirit to, a bittel to what it was made for, so it can't be Mekabel Tumah anymore. So now it's not a Mide, even though it can turn it upside down. But in the Itzidik Matzev, it's not Roy to be used as a Mide. So Legabi Kabbalah Tumah, we say it is not a Mide. And if it is not what it was made for, so it can't be Mekabel Tumah. You can only be Mekabel the Tumah, the Toiras Keli that it was made for. That is the halacha it said in the Baraisa. Now Rabbalozo went a step further. Rabbalozo said, what happens if Mamish it became Ois Mide later? It became a broke, but it's still loy for a shimush. Now it's loy to sit on. Or the case of Rashi, it's something that was three tfochim, and now it became three etzboy. So what is the chesaron over there? So now it's nichanat malachta yorishoyne. It was made to sit on. Now you can only use it for a handkerchief. So memele, so Rabbi Loza made a kal v'chayma. Ma doch, when it was loy to be used for a mide. But since now it, because he could always turn the right side up, afal pi kein, legabi kabbalas tumah, that is not sufficient. It has to be bishas kabbalas tumah in a matzav, you could use it for what it was made for. So if it became not roi to what it was made for, zichir can be mekabel tumah. So we see the din in kabbalas tumah is the keli that it was made for, that keli can be mekabel tumah. If it is already not that keli, it can be mekabel tumah. And avada givis, if it's not roi bechlal to that matzah what it was made for, so the tumah becomes nifka. That is Rabbi Loza. And Rabbi Loza held, why did this halacha, why was this halacha learned by Tumas Medrash? So Rabbi Loza said, so I think that this whole din is halacha in Tumas Medrash. So let it, so Memele, if this whole din is halacha in Tumas Medrash, so let's go in the second din. The second din is, before we had a keli that was three tvachim by three tvachim. And now it became three etzboys by three etzboys. So by Tumas Medrash, we said that the tumah will become nifka because now it's not roi l'malachta yorishoinim. Now it is not roi for malachta yorishoinim. She says, what will be by Tumas Meis? By Tumas Meis, you'll also have a psazai chetimtze. You'll have a chetimtze that Bishas Kabbalah Tumah, it was usable for one Keli, and now that it's not usable anymore for that Shimush, but you can use it for another Shimush. So Rabbi Loza holds that since this whole halacha of Roy L'Melachta Yorishoyne was taught by Tumas Medrash, so the whole halacha applies by Tumas Medrash. By Tumas Meis, there won't be such a law. If now it's still a Keli, so it'll be Mekabel Tumah. So let us go back now, let's say, to our bell, according to Rabbi Loza. We had a bell that's now right to drink water from it. It's also good. It has to be a bell. As long as it's a Keli, that means this is not Tumas Medrash. So even though it was made for a bell, But now you can use it to drink water. This will be sufficient. This is Rabbeloza. Now let us go a little further in Rashi. Lemrinin amoid, so let us see. Ve'ein oimim linyin ova tumish al tumas meis. Amoid ve'nasim alachtainu. Kloima. Im nitma ve'nishba. Ve'idei roi lemloche balme. Like the case of our Zug, Abel. You don't say it only has a Torah's keli if it can do the melachis which for the purpose which it was made for. Ein oimrim amoid v'nase melachteinu. Tchilas tume, rishoyne. The name of the meinem yuchid lemeis lo yekabel tumas meis. If it's not roi for a meis, to kli meis exceed. Any keli is mekabel tume. Yeah. That is Ravaloso. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan omar, af oimer betome meis. Amoy v'nase melachteinu. Oimer, di loy ovid me'ein melocha rishoyne. Rabbi Yochanan said, by Tumas Meis, the also halach applies. Di loy ovid me'ein melocha rishoyne toil. That's a svar pshute, that it only has a teiris keli, if it can still function with the same shimush that it was made for. Agav Ulche, the Megine Shleime explains what is the Machlokes, Rabbi Lozo and Rabbi Yochanan. So the Megine Shleime explains as follows. Rabbi Yochanan held misvore, something that is not doing the shimush that it was made for, it loses the Teres Keli. Was made for a bell, now can't be used for a bell, uses the Teres Keli. You don't need a posik to tell me that. That's Rabbi Yochanan knew misvorim. The posik by Medris, Rabbi Yochanan held this din of Medris is not a din of, it can't be used for the Melocha Rishayne. That would, he turned it over, so that's called, it's not, you can't use it for the Melocha Rishayne. He held there, it's a bazundar aloche, by Tumas Medrash, you need miyuchad li yeshiva. But it is not a aloche of a moid v'nasa melachteinu. So memeila Rabbi Yochanan held, that has to be roi, l'melachtei rishayna, that's a svore. And that a svore applies by all Tumas. This is only a din, by Medrash has to be miyuchad li yeshiva. And this din does not apply by other Tumas. And Rabbi Lozer holds the whole din of Amoid Vanasa Malachte Rishayna, we learn out from this posik. And this posik says, by Tumas Medris, so the loch applies by Tumas Medris. Ba'akochach le'itim et Rabbi Yochanan elin shenishba, o letarik et afrishu, stolek el afrushi, kehid dem adresoi, so lememre, de klish eni osu, lemeis, lo yitame bemeis, תקסיב איזה לאיל ועל כל הקהילם. אנטום הראשיין את הזיכר נוסד שתן. על כל פונם. Let us get back into the swing of the sugya. We have over here a machloikis, Rabbi Lozor and Rabbi Yochanan. You have a keli. You have a keli that now is unable to do the melocha hareshein. Is it still tomei? Or is it not still tomei? So we have a machloikis, Rabbi Lozor and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Lozor says, by Tumas Medrash, there's a halacha that it's not Tomei. By all other Tumas, if it still is a Shem Keli, it is Tomei. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, by all Tumas, it is only Tomei if it can still do the Melocha Rishayne. If it cannot do the Melocha Rishayne, it is not Tomei anymore. So that is the Gemara's Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan. Before we learned by a bell that Rabbi Yochanan had said that since it's roi legamei boi letinik mayim, so it's still mekabel tumah. Rabbi Yochanan said it azoi. Rabbi Lozor said this for it. that by Tumis Meis you don't need Roy Lasis Melachte Yerishayne. But Rabbi Yochanan said you do need. That's the Gemara's Kash. Zok the Gemara, Eipach Kamaise. So the Gemara says, Eipach Kamaise. That what? That Rabbi Yochanan says, Hoyo the Roy Lahakish Agabi Cheres. Rabbi Yosef Rab Chanina says, Hoyo Boroi, the Gamaya Boy Mayim Latinik. Period. Fact the Gemara, my chos is the Afres Kamaise, Eipach Masreise. I mean, good, one is wrong. How do you know which one to Padrei? So the Gemara says, Oshamina Leila Rabbi Yochanan, the boy Me'ein Melocha Rishayna. We learned already that Rabbi Yochanan holds you need Me'ein Melocha Rishayna. Why? The Snan, where do we see this? Sandal shel beheme shel matres. A sandal of a beheme. They used to make a sandal for a beheme. It was made out of matres. This is a sandal that you put on it's not a horseshoe. This is a sandal that a person can also wear. We'll see soon. It was a sandal, so it was a type of a shoe that fit over the feet of a horse. Tomei. So it is Tomei, a Mishnah. Now we have a problem, because the halacha is that Kalim shall behemis are not mekabel Tomei. So why is it Tomei? So the Gemara asks Lamai Chazi. This was made for a sandal shall behemis. Lamai Chazi. Omar Rav Roy Lishtois by Mayim Bil Muhammad. These sandalim were made when they went out to the Muhammad, they went out to the Muhammad. And when one goes out to the Muhammad, one doesn't have the normal conveniences. So, when one saw some water, he just went over to the horse and say, Anshuldix, ich hab ein Sinn gehad, sich euch, when we made the sandal. Now I'll drink some water from it. Omarav, roi, lishtois, bei mayim, bil Muhammad. So Memela, since this was one of the purposes, maybe it wasn't a main purpose, but it was a purpose also, Bishas, when the sandal was made, that there was a purpose that he could drink water from it, Bishas Atchak. So it has a Teiras Keli. Rab Chanina Omar Roy Losech Boy Shemen. We'll see, even though, let's say, this shoe sandal is not too tempting to drink water from it. It's Mose. He wouldn't drink water. He'd rather use his hands than drink water from the shoe. But Roy lost it by Shemen, but you could put Shemen in it and, he wants to smear himself, Roy lost it by Shemen, b'mocham. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, b'sho shebereyach min akrov, meinichoi beraglov v'rotz al koitzim v'al bakonim. And he starts running away, so then he goes over to the horse and he says, hey, Ferdish if he's habachnisht. So Memele, if we have to run, Chayecha Koidmin, so he goes and takes the sandal, and he's Rots al Koidzim Bala Balkon. So Memele, so we have here a three-way machloikis, why it is Mekabel Tume, what shimush do we have to give it a Teiras Keli? So what's the Gemara? So it seems as follows, that Rabbi Yochanan held that since it was l'chatchila made for a sandal, I mean that's the main purpose is a sandal. There's a secondary purpose. So Rabbi Yochanan held, if the secondary purpose is not me'ain, the main purpose, so it wouldn't be mekabel tumah. If the secondary purpose, that means it was made for as a shoe. No, a shoe of a behemoth is not mekabel tumah. A shoe of a person is mekabel tumah. So memele, so Rabbi Yochanan held that since the secondary purpose is me'ain melocha rishayne, so memele, that's why this sandal is mekabel tumah. But he wasn't geiris these other. That means, if we'll say that the shame keli is, you can drink from it, you can be soch shemen, this purpose is not sufficient, since that was not the main purpose why it was made for, So it's not sufficient to give it a Teiris Keli. So what is the Gemara saying in other words? The Gemara is saying that we see from over here that Rabbi Yochanan holds you need Me'ein Melocha Rishayne, so Me'mele, so it's Eipach Kamaise. That is the Gemara. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Eipach Kamaise, the Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Chanina, the Rabbi Yochanan. Sandal Shel Beheime, Shaloi Lizoit Bepavsoi Seo Ba'avon. Lamai Chosi, Imishum Beheime, Ein Tachshit Le Beheime, so Memele, it wouldn't be Mekabel Tume. So Birchen said, Meiniche Beraglov, Hu Ba'atzmoi, Alme. Ho Yolo L'Shem Sandal Oso, He Lav De Roi L'Ni'ilo, Le Havim Et Amelai Rabbi Yechenin. That means, it wouldn't be Roi, wouldn't have a Shimush of Ni'ilo, wouldn't be Metame. Zot the Gemara weiter. My bein rav le rab chanine. So lechere with the Gemara means to say, lechere it's only a machlekes and lomdes. Else it's right to drink water, it's right to soch shemen, it's right. Aber lemais it's mekabel tum, is there an afkemine? So the Gemara says, my bein rav le rab chanine, ike benayu de mois. If it's mois, so then, according to Rav, it will not be mekabel tumah because he can't drink water from it. According to Rav Chanina, it will be mekabel tumah. Let us see Rashi. Ike binayu de mois l'Rav loy metame tein roy lishtois v'Rav siche lesloy. Rav does not hold this svara that it's roy lesiche. Kasavay melichin shemen lemulchama losach. When the person goes out to the mulchama, this is the last thing to take along with him. To put on a suntan lotion. This is to tell it. So Lamai says, so it doesn't have any shimush whatsoever. V'hu adin, so now Rashi zuktavot, bein rav l'rab yoichanin, nami ika binayu the mois. He says, if it will be mois, so according to rav, it is not mekabel tumah. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's mekabel tumah because there's a shimush that he could use it, that he's rots al koitzim al balkonim. Bein Rabbi Yochanan l'Rav Chanina, he can be nayu the yakir. Bein Rabbi Yochanan, he can be nayu the yakir. Kovet, bein roi boi levroya. So, there's a very interesting Rashi. Rashi said over here, all of a sudden Rashi added something which you don't have in the Gemara. That Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about a case where it is mois, and so the Shimush of Shtiyah is not, the Shimush of Shtiyah pastach nicht, because it's mois. So according to Rav, it's not mekabel tumah because it doesn't have a shimush of shtiya. And according to Rav Yochanan, it is mekabel tumah because he can use it himself for a sandal. So we see from Rashi that it is speaking about a case where you don't have a shimush of shtiya. So frek the marsho, so could be, just like Rav is chaylik, and Rab Chanina, that he doesn't hold of the Shimush of Shemen, the Shimush of Siche, so it could be Rabbi Yochanan is also Chaylik, and Rab Chanina doesn't hold the Shimush of Shemen. So what's this kash? So frekta marsho, so it could be, where did the Gemara see from over here that Rabbi Yochanan holds you need me'ein melachta yorishayne? Could be, we're speaking about where it's most, so it's not roi l'shtiye. Rashi says it's klor, but Rav doesn't, the Rabbi Yochanan is saying that hulu when it's mos, but it's roi for a manu. So it could be Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about when it's mois. So memele, there's no shimush of shtiye. Could be Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like Rav Chanina, so bechlal the nev is a shimush of siche. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan said, but there is a shimush of manu. But could very well be if it's roi l'shtiye, so then Rabbi Yochanan will hold it as a Teiris Keli on it because it's Roi L'Shtiyah for the main Melach Teir Rishayna. If that doesn't do Melach Teir Rishayna. So what's the Raya?
So the Mashal says, Ein Lechanami. The Gemara went in now, what's the Machloikas? Ma Bein Rav La Rav Chanin? The Gemara wants to be Matche. It's not in the Raya. You wanted to prove that Eipach Kamaisa, because we see Klor Rav Yochanan holds, we see Klor Rav Yochanan holds, that we see Klor Rav Yochanan holds, that you need main Malachti Rishayna. Could be it's not true. Rav Yochanan is also Moide Tarav. But Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about a case we don't have the shimush of shtiyah. So Mameli says, "Abu Kaponim, this shimush we have." Let us see the last three taisus. Sandal shall behemish shall matris. Why do you say shall matris? The taisus says, "Shall eitz ein eroy lechol ani dvorim." You can't use it for drinking. The mafarish besamor. The derech habeimah lekalkulayif. If you put on a sandal shall eitz on a horse, so forget about it. You can't do anything with it. Rabbeinu Shmuel goris sandal shall beheime v'shel matches. He has a different gilsa. That you don't need matches. Sandal shall beheime, shall matches. It's not a different type of a sandal. Or mayri besandal shall sayodim de lekamon. Those who were oisik b'mlechas asid, they used to put over their shoes a metal sandal. Hayu v'roi lishtais by mayri v'muchama. V'im taima v'bezug shloi hoya by invul meyoylam. Fektach taisves. What is pshat according to Rav? A zug that never an imbul like metamina mishum dechazi legmaya. You could use it. Can it doesn't shkazak? Vahach chashiv kamei zug shleihaya by imbul meyaylam. Kivin the nasal tzerch behein eni mekabel tumah. Frektach taisves. How it was made for behein? It's time as a garnish mit garnish. So the whole kabbalah tumis goes roy lishtais. For taisves roy lishtais can't make a keli. Roy lishtais cannot was once a keli. No, so remains a keli, but not can't make a keli. Here it's different. It was made lechatchila also lishtis by mayim ilosich. Elosh ikray oimid lebeime. Oim alay amoid v'nasa malachteinu l'man deboi me'ein b'malacha rishayne. But here, so it's different than zut. V'shosh shibarech v'nakchov v'nichah beraglov. Teime, im ken yitamid medres. If the whole Kabbalah stum is because he could wear it, so why isn't it metame medres? Besanya b'tesefta de kelim perikipe gimel sandalem heim shal adam tame medres shal matres shal beheim tame tumes meis panat tumes medres mashme avo mina medres toer so mina medres is toer so why is tochois that it's not mekabel tumes medres that is tois viskash. Let us go back now, we can still learn the taisus we skipped. Ve'ein oimrim b'tomei meis amoid v'nase melachteinu. L'peirish akuntaris, so we had learned pshat in Rashi, according to the Megina Shloime, so Rashi had a shtikl bia. But without the Megina Shloime, there's a shreklecha problem over here. The Baraisa is speaking about Kabbalah Stume, that a Zov is only Metame, something that's Oymedli Yeshiva. And Rabbi Lozo and Rabbi Yechon are speaking about if it was Tome, if it loses the Tume. That's called Seif Tume. That's what Rashi called it. Chilas Tume and Seif Tume. The Perish HaKuntres, Kosha Lari, Loma leila siye bereise de tarkif, kiven de leishaiche le milsei de rabbeloza de rabbi yechen. Rabbeloza de rabbi yechen are speaking about seif tume, and the bereise is speaking about trilis tume. So mayin in shmita itzel arsine. That's betzem teis viskash. Hello nire le rabbi yitzrok keperish rivo, that everyone is speaking about trilis tume. Now what is it speaking about? Oimrim b'madreses amoid me'al tarkev ze v'nase melachtein. By medres you say tchilas tume. You say that it should not be mekabel tumes medres she'ein yochel liyos tome medres al yidei shata yoyshev olov hoyul ve'ene miyuchid lakach. That means we cannot look at this as a medres because it's not miyuchet for medres. Kediktoni bebreise. Now, if the ein oimrim betomei meis, by tomei meis, amoid migmoy amayim bozeh hazug, oy bozeh hasandol shel abahime, benase melachteinu, liten boy ha'invu, kedei lashmiya ha'kel, veliten sandol, beragle abahime. So that means, es baitumes medres, if you're using it, you want to use it as a medres. And this is a stire for what it was made for. So we're not goyres. So it's not a medres. But by tumas meis, even though you want to give it a teiris keli, it's right to drink water. You want to give it a teiris keli by a sandal also, it's right to drink water. So then we don't say this. Ela tome tumas meis, al yidei agimua, af al pi she'enei miyuchat lekach. Ali bal kabuli kibuli tume, the choshev kliyai de gimu yamayim, in trilas tume, in kabolas tume. Rabbi Yechanan oma, af oimer, de beinin she roi lem lachte rishoine, o mahani le midi li kibuli tume, ma she roi lem loch acheres, in trilas tume. Yeah, avala kosame meile, that's the Gemara's kasha. So here Rabbi Yechanan says that it can't be mekabul tume, You can't cheshbin with the roi legmiya because it's miyuchet for something else. So memele, and before he said faker, aval akosh zugal gabi cheres, vanoch hasandol shabayim beberaglek shabarech min akrov, hava me'ein meloche rishoyne, loch yabi kabal kabuli tume, v'shach lamein beboy amoyd v'nasa meloch teinu, teinu nami meloch. This is also the meloche that it is aimed for.
What's the problem?